Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com, a free Bible teaching ministry. I am Pastor Greg Miller, and all of our video and audio messages can be found at BBFOhio.com and can be heard on our 24-hour internet radio station at BBFOhioRadio.com, where we invite you to visit and learn the King James Bible with us.
Amen. This morning is a break from our Mark 16 studies. We'll be closing out the book of Mark beginning next week. I want to take a week to just look at some things about our culture, where we live. We are living in a culture of lies. Amen. And I think it's time we're reminded that we live in a fallen world. That means that if you're getting information from unsaved people, number one, but even if they're Christians, if they are not filled with the Spirit, then they are not filled with the Spirit of truth. Amen. And we're going to run some references here, but you remember Psalm 1 said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law doth he meditate day and night," and so forth. You're looking at godly, God-given wisdom telling you not to get your information from people who are not full of the Spirit of God. And I tell you, it just seems like so many Christians I know today seem to rely on, they'll turn on the evening news and think that they're getting something. Well, you're getting something, but it's not the news. Amen.
I call it the snooze.
The snooze. Ask yourself, there's no free media, no free news media, no free press in the United States today. It's owned and operated by an elite class of people. They will not allow any news organization to exist that goes off script. Yeah. There is a script. Now, I can prove it tonight to you. Amen. All you have to do is DVR, or whatever they're doing now, because I don't even watch it now. But DVR or record channel here locally in Columbus, it'd be channel 4, channel 6, channel 10, and 28. You'd get the ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox. And then record CNN. Throw that in there too.
Yeah.
Watch all of them back to back. And then explain to me how they all cover the same stories the same way.
Yeah.
The same scripted message. That's impossible.
Amen.
That's like you going to every Bible-believing Baptist church within Franklin County, a dozen or so of them left. You go to each one of those, and we all sing the same hymns, have the same message preached, have the same food at potluck. That will not happen unless all the preachers got together and said, "Hey, this is what we're going to sing. This is what."
Amen.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm just not stupid. You can't have every major news outlet covering the exact same stories with the exact same script without, and there be a free press.
That's right.
Mike?
Think about what happens if the police get the same story from everybody from the group of witnesses.
They throw it out.
They throw it out.
The attorneys will tell you that when they're in court. You line up two or three people and they give an exact account without any differences. That won't stand. It's obviously scripted because it's impossible. That's why we know Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John came from God. If they were exactly the same, it would have been scripted.
That's right.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Christians are supposed to serve the Lord in truth.
Amen.
1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24, "Only fear the Lord and serve Him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things He hath done for you." You are to serve the Lord in truth. That means, I was speaking to our friends and visitors Charles and Julie about this just a moment ago, that when you go to church, it shouldn't be a show.
Amen. Amen.
People should just be real. I mean, if one place you ought to go and just be real, it ought to be at church.
Amen.
And I for years go to church. You walk in, starts right on time. First of all, some of you would go in shock, but they start right on time, and then it's welcome everyone. Wonderful to have you here. You all look so wonderful today. Everybody smile. That's what you get. It's a big show. Bring in the clowns. Where are the clowns? That's what I feel like singing. That ought to be in the praise book of some of these churches. Look, America is a culture of liars. I'm telling you this morning, you have to make a decision today to not be a fake. I am not omniscient, and no one else in this room is. If you want to, you can come in this room and act like a spirit-filled Christian. Raise your hand and glory, hallelujah. You know, and you can, you know, do all the right things and greet everyone and smile the whole time. You fit right in. Or you can be real. Because you can put on a show here, but when you go outside of this room, you're out there lying and cheating and stealing. God sees it. And sometimes I think we need to be reminded about that. We think the only thing God sees is what everyone that knows us sees. God sees it all. And I want to give you a real scary thought here. God knows what's going through your mind. That one bothers me. I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to tell you. This thing needs tamed daily.
Amen.
I have to die to myself and say, God, clean this house.
Amen.
Control this thing. Convict me when I think wrongly.
Amen.
There are thoughts that come in there and I'm like, whoa. But I'm not going to blame the devil because I know I got a wicked mind and heart still left in me. I still have a sinful nature that God is doing battle with His Spirit. And I have to submit myself to Him and let Him deal with that. But you start to think that God doesn't know what's going on up here. And you start to think that things you're doing when the doors are closed and you're by yourself. Folks, that's what real integrity is. It's not what you do in front of people. It's what you do when you're alone. And I preach to myself as much as anybody. Don't ever get, and I don't care, you say, well, don't get there. You just look at any preacher, understand, you're looking at a vessel with a holy book, but the vessel isn't holy apart from the holiness and righteousness of Jesus Christ.
Right.
We are human beings. We struggle just like you do. When you see a man who's a preacher fall, don't be shocked. All he has to do is choose wrongly. And every one of us in this room, start tomorrow to choose wrongly, you will fall.
Right.
So, don't put yourself up on a... But this is the story. Only 4% of Americans are Christians, and since 96% admit to being liars, there's something wrong with that.
No.
This story was based on... And the... picture got cut off there, but it's 96% of the American population admitted to being liars. 96% of the American population. See, they knew that this was a secret survey, so they could be honest. And being honest, they admitted they're liars. So how do we know this is accurate? I don't know. But 96% of them did. I tend to believe that liars will be honest when they know they're not going to get caught for being honest. 96% of the American population, and this was a scientific survey where they did all the things you're supposed to do and take a random, you know, and all that. 96. Now, only 4% of Americans must be Christians then. Because Christians aren't supposed to be liars. And so if 96% admit they're liars, that means that it must be only 4%. See what I'm saying? My point is that more than 4% of our population claim to be Christian.
How much?
More than 4%.
Yeah.
Let me repeat it so everybody, I don't know if you're all getting my point. 96% of the American population admit to being liars. That only leaves 4% of the population that aren't liars, but there's more than 4% claiming to be Christian. I mean, the amount of Americans not claiming to be liars should match at least the number of Christians in the country, you would think. That's not the way it's working out. If you don't love the truth, you can't love Jesus. Now again, I'm not talking about salvation. You can be saved. Do you know, get this. If you don't want to buy this, too bad for you, because it's true. If you're honest, you can be saved and not love Jesus.
Yeah.
You see how that? What Jesus said, when you're not following His commandments, you're not loving Him.
Yeah.
Now there's, what's that mean? That means if our life was on a chart, we'd be like, because there's times where we're loving Jesus. There's times where we're not. And we need to recognize that and don't lie. Be honest. I'm not loving Jesus right now. I need to repent. You see, the Christian life is a life of repentance. We're constantly looking at ourselves and saying, ooh, that's wrong. I repent. Confess your sins to God, and He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. But we got to be honest and repent before we can confess and be brought to fullness again.
Amen.
And if you don't love the truth, you can't love Jesus. Jesus has given us His truth in the Word of God. He said so, John 17:17. Read it. Sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy Word is truth. That's where the truth comes from. He has given us His truth. In reality, if you don't love the book, you don't love the author.
Yeah,
sure. You heard of red letter Christians?
Mm-hmm.
They don't love Jesus. Not while they're red letter Christians, they're not loving Jesus, because Jesus gave us all 66 books, the black and the red letters.
Amen.
You throw the black letters out, and I got news for you, they don't like all the red ones either.
Yeah.
Go to Matthew 23, it's all in red, and they don't ever quote that. They love the Beatitudes, they love those, and they'll quote this and that when Jesus is talking about love, but Matthew 23 is in red too, and they don't quote that. But they're throwing out 2/3 or better of the whole Bible when they say, I'm a red letter Christian. There's a problem with that. Look at this. The sign of the end times is the lack of love for the truth. 96% of Americans admitting to being liars. On, hey, right along with that are the majority of Christians carrying corrupt Bibles and loving it. And if you don't already know that, we have some visitors. We have a video on it called New Versions or Vatican Versions. And a lot of Christians are unaware. But once you become aware of the corruption of the NIV, the English Standard Version, the New American Standard Version, the New Living Translation, the Message, or whatever, of those new versions which are copyrighted, owned for profitable reasons, and the love of money is the root of all evil, 1 Timothy 6:10, you bring all that together and then you realize those new versions come from the Vatican Codex, a Greek manuscript that is not even in Koine Greek, it's in classical Greek, and it's corrupt.
Amen.
In 1881, Westcott and Hort lied and said that they would update the King James Bible using the received text. They're liars, and I believe they're in hell today. Because those two men rejected the vicarious atonement of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They were sacramentalists who believed they were earning their way to heaven. And those two liars, Westcott and Hort, lied to the body of Christ in England, replaced the received text, Greek text, with the Codex Vaticanus from Rome. And they called it the Westcott-Hort text, when all it was the Codex Vaticanus patchworked whenever it was so corrupt they had to change it. They then come out with a revised version in England in 1881. It was then coupled with a very similar 1901 American Standard Version. That didn't go over, so they tried it again in 1954 with the Revised Standard Version. That didn't go over, but by the 1960s, the seminaries were so corrupt and had filled the pulpits of churches with corrupt men. Jude talked about them, men that crept in unawares. That's when in the 60s, in the hippie and the dope generation, they brought in the corrupt Bibles. And since the 60s, the number of Christians carrying corrupt Bibles has increased every year, and so has apostasy.
Amen.
Don't ask me to repeat all that. And that's why you got sodomites in pulpits in churches around this country. Unrepentant sodomites in pulpits in churches around this country. It all comes back to they don't love the truth. And they don't care. And you got churches, we've talked about it, all around this city, churches who used to be King James Bible churches. And their people in the pews are the problem, not the pastor. The pastor, he comes in, he's a parasite, a serpent, and he helps lead them down the road to error. But the people in the pews don't love the truth, and they let it happen. The Bible says in the last days, the people will gather to themselves teachers having itching ears. It's the people that's the problem. Yeah. And the sign of the end times is the lack of love for the truth. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we'll turn there if you haven't already, if you've got your Bibles open. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church of Thessalonica, and he's telling them, hey, this is what it's going to be like. Right at the end. You can tell you're at the end. You can tell that things are coming to a head. You can tell that the rapture could happen at any moment. And you can tell that the great tribulation and the Antichrist are right around the corner because of what you see. And when you see this in verse 9, it talks about the Antichrist. It says, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and what? Lying wonders. When you see the truth go out the window and people loving a lie, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. That's still happening to T.D. Jakes. You know that, don't you? Yeah. Well, he's not using it right, so I'm going to use it. Yeah. Verse 10, it says, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, watch this, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. It's not just that they received not the truth, they received not the love of the truth. You receive the truth because you love the truth. If you don't love the truth, you won't receive the truth. That's why today I can stand and look at somebody and tell them a dead certain fact, and they don't care what that fact is. They only care about what the spirit of the age tells them to accept. It's a culture of lies. And they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Verse 11, read it. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Now stop there. Rapture's going to happen. True believers are going to disappear. And those that are left behind that knew the truth but rejected it because they would not receive the love of the truth, they are going to be handed over to receive a lie. You will take the mark, you will go along with the Antichrist, and you'll be damned. That's what it says, next verse, verse 12, read it with me. That they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. They believed not the truth because they did not receive the love of the truth. I'm here this morning to try to urge you to love the truth. Desire the truth. I don't care if the truth leads you to believe we never landed on the moon. I personally still think we landed on the moon. But I come across these astronauts who, it bothers me that they won't answer questions. Now what if you found out that there was proof we didn't land on the moon? Are you going to go along with it just because everybody else does? I still think we landed on the moon. But I'm saying, I love the truth. Someone proved me. I'll tell you another one, it's geocentricity. You read the Bible, it sounds like the earth is the center and everything else going around it. And I'm still not a dyed-in-the-wool geocentrist, but I'll tell you this. I'm reading right now where scientists are saying the universe is moving, it's spinning. Amen. Everything else is going around and round and round, and they can't figure it out. And within that, then galaxies and everything else, it's like a constant spinning, like the watch. With all the spinning little this and that's going one way and another and everything. Mankind does. Science is the art of pretending you know something. That's science today. The science books I used in 1980s in Wheelersburg High School are loaded with bull. And You go look at that science book in the 80s, they've changed everything on me. They're going to change the ones they're using now too. I could go on and on about that, but let's stay to the text here. This is already, it's settling in worldwide, this lie. All the world religions are coming together. They're embracing Sodom and Gomorrah. They're rejecting Jesus as the only way to heaven. It's all coming together around the globe. The Sodomite movement is one prime example. Here's an example here. This was the story globally. This ran just a couple weeks ago. Children of same-sex couples are happier and healthier than peers, research shows.
God of creation, Father of lights, ruler of nature, creator of time. O God of Israel, Lord of that land, you are Messiah, Redeemer of men. Glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Born of a virgin, blameless in life, paying man's debt by bearing his stripes. You knew no sin, but became sin for us. Shedding your blood, in you will I trust. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in Jesus' name. In tune with the rich, killed between these, crushing the serpent, setting men free. Death could not hold you, just as you said. My God, the Savior, arose from the dead. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in Jesus' name. These days are evil, the masses rebel, but heaven will conquer and cast them to hell. Nothing can stop you. Death cannot win. My God, the victor is coming again. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, along we Being sick.